If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And I am with you in the very snowy Northeast. And if you can hear my voice, if you've been listening to me, you know it's not my usual voice. Yes, I do have the flu, but I don't care, because today I have such wonderful guests that are going to cheer us all up. In fact, they're in the business of cheering us all up. We're going to talk about something that I promised in my promo, and that is the beginning of good aging. And there's two essentials that nobody ever tells you about. One of them is laughing, and the other one is telling your own life story and organizing it. Well, you can kill two birds with one stone, and that you can do by becoming a stand-up comic. That doesn't mean it becomes your profession. It may be something that you do at parties or with your friends or even in the privacy of your own home. But it helps you laugh at yourself, and who knows, you might be extremely engaging. And it could be something new for you in life. So we have the expert here. His name is Andrew Engel. He is the founder and owner of Manhattan Comedy School, one of the most important do-it-yourself comedy careers that you could ever have, whether you're serious about it as a career or you're serious about it to enhance your own life. He's very well known in the New York area and all over the country, actually, because he's established many comic talents, many of them who you know. We're going to talk about some of them in a minute. And for 18 years, he has presented and produced new talent shows. What kind of talent? Well, new talent in comedy. So thank you, Andy, so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Adrienne. It's really a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And let's just talk about the school for a moment. We'll give everybody a way to find out more about the school. But for a moment, I don't think people are always familiar with the fact that they can learn comedy. So what happens at the school and who goes to the school?
That's a great question. Who goes to the school? I would say we get people as young as 16 and people into their 80s. And we get people from all walks of life, all demographics, all professions, all backgrounds. I think the class is very unique and special in that it brings together people that normally wouldn't come together in a class, unlike, say, a cooking class or, you know.
Yeah, now that's important because people do have to understand this is a class. When I was 40 years old, that's some 30 years ago, by the way, Andy, I took such a course. That was my gift to myself for my 40th birthday, and I realized I was getting older. I was making jokes about aging. But what's the process here? Somebody comes to you, they join a class. Do they have improv classes? Is it stand-up? Do they learn to write scripts?
What I'm talking about primarily now is stand-up. I do some improv, but stand-up is my bread and butter. That's what most people come to us for and find us for, and that's what we're famous for. And that's because when the class ends, the graduation show is at Gotham Comedy Club. And Gotham Comedy Club is a spectacular club, and it's a 300-seat, probably the best showroom in the city. And that's one of the big selling points of the class is that when the class ends, they perform in front of approximately 150 people of friends and family at Gotham. And they get a tape of their performance. So even if they never take another class or never try it again, that tape is something that they'll keep forever. Now, if they do a lot of people, I tell people this all the time. I tell people I'm like a drug dealer. And I say that because I have a commodity that people really want, and that's quality stage time at Gotham Comedy Club.
They crave it, yeah.
They crave it. People, I get calls from lawyers, doctors, businessmen, accountants, housewives, college kids, celebrities, and they all want what I have, and that's quality stage time at Gotham on one of my new talent shows. So very often people take the class, and they may not want to quit their day job. I want to emphasize this point, but they want to keep doing stand-up, and they can with our school. And that's a key
point. And what I was saying was that when I took it, again, 3 decades ago, I can still remember the routine. I remember that I was turning 40. I was a little bit thinking about myself as a woman, and I was wearing a very sexy dress. And my first line was, "Hey, it's expensive to look this cheap." And that was that was the beginning of me telling my story, turning 40.
Your story,
which is
exactly.
A big thing for me. Now, so let's talk about that for a moment. People who are listening know that memoir writing is a big thing as you get older, and it's not so easy. Some people can't do it. It's also very time-consuming and not always fun. But you can be a memoir stand-up. Most stand-ups are talking about themselves. So
exactly. I think you hit it. Yeah, yeah. I think you hit it on the head. It's a big challenge to write a book. It's easier to take a comedy class, where you're going to come up with 5 minutes of material after 6 weeks. And you are going to come up with personal stuff. And you could make a case and say it's the beginning of a memoir, but it's a lot easier to accomplish and see a tangible goal and result. The result and the is the tape. So after the 6 weeks, you get up and you get that tape, and you get a really nice sample of what it's like to do. You get a real taste of it. And that's the beginning of your – you could make a case and say comedy memoir or memoir in a sense, if that makes sense.
That comedy school, I just want everybody to know, because if you want more information, it's really as easy as pie. You go to ManhattanComedyschool.com, and you'll
learn
all about
it. I'll say it again, ManhattanComedyschool.com. And, yeah, the website is pretty extensive, and it really there's a lot of info there you can find, obviously, and get a much better understanding of what we're all about.
Now, you know what I'm fascinated by, and I think people who are listening are not expecting to become comics, well, you never know, but this idea of new talent. Now, everybody has to understand this is radio. So when Andy Engel says new talent, it's with a capital N and a capital T. It's not just new talent. It's a show of new talent that he's bringing to a very tough audience. The Manhattan audience. So let's forget us for a minute. Let's forget the amateur. How do you spot new talent? How do you know when one person comes up there in the air and you say, oh, he's going to make it, this one, I don't know?
Well, you know, having been in the business a long time, you certainly see a lot. That's number one. So just experience and being around it all the time. And you see somebody that has that original take on life or in their stand-up. It's original, it's theirs, they own it. And some people, I think, are naturally funny. Others have to work harder at it. Some people could read the phone book and be funny. Gilbert Gottfried's a good example. Other people really have to write setup and a punchline, but not everybody has to do setup punchline. That's for some people. I don't want to say that's for everybody. I think the good thing for your listeners, though, is a lot of your listeners have a lot of life experience. They have a lot to draw from, which I think is a very key point.
So I have the toughest question on earth for you.
Yeah.
And I'll give you the background after you answer. Is aging funny?
Is aging funny? Sure. Anything's funny.
Absolutely. We did a review of Norman Lear's new TV show, and it's called Who Died? And I expect it to be a hoot. But you know what? It's hard. Even this show, people say, oh, who wants to hear about aging? Is that changing at all in the world of comedy?
Come back again. I'm sorry. Say it again, please.
Is that changing the idea that aging is like taboo and people don't want to really hear about it? Because I do associate new talent with young talent. What are you seeing?
You can be funny and make it at any point in your life, okay? Joy Behar had already had a career as a teacher. Lewis Black was not a young kid when he really made it, in a sense. So, you know, there's many comedians that make it at a later age. And the only rule, I think, is to really be funny original, have an original style, work hard. I think those are the rules. I think people in the business, like myself, are looking for anybody if they're really funny. The age is not the only thing that somebody looks at.
It does make sense, and it really can be, and this is what I want to point out before our break, that is, this can be a breakthrough. The reason I was so anxious to have Andy Engel on my show, and I'll repeat again that he is the owner and founder of Manhattan Comedy School, but he's also a producer of new talent and funny business and many other things, been around a long time. The reason I was so anxious was I see memoirs as a wonderful way to organize your story, and you go and you pay like $1,000 and they bind it for you, for your family, and that's what it is. Nothing wrong with it, but it's kind of dead. But when you're up there on a stage and you're telling your story, that 70 years into 5 minutes, and there are people looking at you, and they are laughing at themselves and with you, it is one of the most elating experiences that you can have, even if you never get up on that stage again. And, of course, Andy makes sure that you it's all chronicled for you.
Can I pick up on what you just said? It is the ultimate natural high. It's the most fun you can have with your clothes on. It exceeds people's expectations every time. I have students sometimes that get off stage the first time that are crying from pure joy.
Right. So
it's a confidence builder.
We're going to come back. We're going to be with Andy for a while. And when we come back after that, don't forget that you have to ask me that sugar level. We'll help you get that down. But right now, we're going to go on to Andy Engel Sugar High. Don't you go anywhere.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, There's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. The fountain of truth about what? Oh, that word that dare not speak its name, aging. And one of the things we like to do is reminisce. Now, there's all kinds of dreary stuff written by gerontologists about life review and life script and organizing your and understanding your past. Throw it all out. Just go to the Manhattan Comedy Club and take a course.
Manhattan Comedy School.
Manhattan Comedy School, and let's say that very carefully, ManhattanComedySchool.com.
.com.
And you'll get all the information you need. What we were talking about before the break was something that Andy is kind of passionate about, and that is the idea that you actually get a high, that you really do have those endorphins kick in when you're on stage.
It's an unbelievable natural high, and it's something that people get addicted to. And that's why I said I was like a drug dealer. People keep calling me because they want to keep doing it. They want to keep, you know, even if they don't take a class with me again, they will do my new talent shows. So they'll continue to perform after the class ends, and that's a key point. People want to continue to perform, and they have that option with us. And I want to just say this about stand-up as opposed to writing a memoir. You know, you can write a brilliant memoir, and you can spend years doing it, but you don't necessarily get the powerful, visceral, immediate feedback of laughter that you get from doing stand-up. And you take a comedy class after 6 weeks, you get immediate, powerful response and laughter from what you've written. And I think that that offers something that it's hard to get if you write a memoir, unless you're on an amazing book tour and you're a huge name and you have huge crowds coming to see you at, you know, Barnes & Noble.
Well, even if you do. Andy, you don't know, but I've written many, many books, and I will tell you that writing books is a lonely experience.
Right.
Even if it's successful, it's essentially you're in your own head. And here you're in your own mouth, and other people are listening to it, and it's an incredible feeling, good or bad. Now, let's talk about that. How about bombing? Mm-hmm. Do anybody listening now have to worry maybe a little bit about bombing, or is the camaraderie?
I don't think they have to. Everybody bombs. And my response to that is embrace it, love the bomb, enjoy it, understand it's going to happen, okay? And that's part of the process.
Yep.
And you don't necessarily bomb when you're doing a new talent show. People can, but if you're going to make it a career, that's something that you really have. That bridge is a bigger bridge to cross.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things about successful aging is to learn to fail. Things are going to fail on you. It could be your knees, but they will. And if you can learn to fail, even in comedy, you have a step ahead of successful aging beyond anyone else. This is a very organic thing. And I want to ask, though, most of the people, including our listeners, by the way, are women. because they do. They still are out living. But even if they, even the young ones, they're out there trying to do something new. Have you seen that also in the people that come to you, the women that?
Absolutely, I get a lot of people in their in 60s and 70s who are trying stand up and want to try stand up. And I'll just say this: my two main teachers are both women, who are mothers, and one of our teachers, our beginner teacher, Karen Bergreen, has written two novels, one of which got a great review by The Times and Oprah. So not only is she a successful stand-up with TV credits, she's played the Kennedy Center as a comic, but she's a successful writer as well. So that's kind of an interesting dimension since we've been talking about memoirs so much. Our advanced teacher, Corey Kahaney, Corey did Stephen Colbert. And what I'm really proud of is that two of our students and her students did Stephen Colbert after that. Carmen Lynch and Emma Willman. So to have, we've had a teacher and two students do Stephen Colbert in a very short period of time, which I think is a really nice endorsement of the school, and obviously they're all women.
So, you know, one of the things that we have a lot of statistics on aging, but we have a lot of statistics on the new stage of life called grandparenting. And you mentioned that your teachers are not only women, but they're mothers. And you know that there's big, big movies out there about your bad moms. They're hysterical movies. They do very well at the box office because there's simply a lot of young mothers out there. Well, hello, there's 78 million baby boomers and a lot of grandparents out there. So that in itself is a stand-up routine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I tell you what amazes me, Adrienne, is that every time I meet somebody, everybody has a unique story. They have something interesting to tell for those 6 minutes. I don't know if they have a whole book or a memoir, but what's pretty amazing is that how many people have an interesting, unique group of experiences happen to them or a great life story. And that's what I keep finding again and again.
And, you know, one of the things that we do know is this. We have a very poor, honestly, a very poor view of aging culturally. Aging is funny. Why? Because we're laughing at old people. That's why it's funny. I mean, the funny has always been old people are decrepit, they do stupid things, they have dementia, and forget about it. Meanwhile, we have all the money, we're having a lot of sex, we're divorcing after 70, all kinds of stuff is going
on. You just wrote somebody's routine. We have all the money, we're having a lot of sex, boom. That's your opening 2 minutes.
Yeah, and who's paying attention? That's the question. So what I love, and I have to be honest, look, being on radio and be on TV, I am an extrovert. Have you seen people come to you who would like to be more aggressive in their socialization?
Yes, who are introverts. One of my interns was a woman, and she was an extreme introvert. I mean, to the point where I felt she almost needed a special class just for that. And I'm so proud of her because she took my class and she got through it, and she very emotional in a really good way because she didn't think she could. And I was really, really proud of her. And this was an individual who, again, she almost could have taken a class just for being so introverted. And I was really, really amazed and proud of her that she was able to get through it, and she did it. And that was a huge thing for her. And I think that I help a lot of people. I had another intern, again, who was very, very shy. She took an improv class. And for that, that was also a big deal. This is really kind of interesting. I had a gentleman who's in his 70s. He took my class, and he took me to dinner. He says, you don't realize what you do for people. And I said, what do you mean? He says, you give people confidence. You make people feel good about themselves. And that's something I didn't even think through or think about, but he's 100% right. When you get up and you make people laugh on stage, that changes your whole perspective about yourself in a very positive way.
And so, you know, we come to the end of our segment, and I don't want anybody to leave us. We have the rest of our show is about health and eating right and all the usual things we talk about. But this, honestly, I think is more important. We're speaking with Andy Engel. He is the purveyor of good feelings. And what could be better than that? You will find out everything at ManhattanComedySchool.com. And, you know, you can even drop in for a show. And you'll find out when everything is going on. You can give, these are gifts that you can give to people who you love and respect.
It's powerful to give a gift to somebody and tell them you think they're funny.
Oh, that they're fun. Unbelievable. That's a wonderful thing to give somebody. It is. It's been such a pleasure to be with you. And for everybody else, you stay tuned. We're going to go through some of the things that you have been asking me for. Just go to GenerationBoldRadio.com. Go to Ask Adrian, and we will put on the topics that are important to you. Don't go
anywhere. Thank you so much.
I
am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the only show that brings you the fountain of truth about aging. And this show I'm going to call Brilliant Doctors Save Your Life Show. And we just had one brilliant doctor, and guess what? We have another brilliant doctor. He's Dr. Ian K. Smith, and you may already have read some of his New York Times best-selling books like Shred, Super Shred, The Shred Power Cleanse. This gentleman is a graduate of Harvard, Columbia, the University of Chicago, Pritzker School of Medicine, which is a school I know very well, extremely impressive education there, and, of course, a fitness enthusiast. But there's a lot more to it. He's got a lot of science behind him, does Dr. Ian Smith, and his latest book is the one I actually want to concentrate on with you, Dr. Smith, today, and that is Blast the Sugar Out. I want to tell you something. Apropos of our meeting today, I looked at how much sugar I had for breakfast, okay? And I had a very well-known diet cereal and a very well-known light yogurt. That's what I had, two things. Mm-hmm. And when I looked at the label, I had 15 grams of sugar this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't even like sugar. So this is all hidden to me, and I would like to start with that. Why are we so sugar-infused? Is there a lot of hidden sugar in our diets?
Well, I think a lot of it goes back to the 70s when the craze of taking fat out of food because fat was bad for your heart and other medical conditions. And so we took the fat out of food, made foods more fat-free or low-fat. But what the manufacturers did and what they didn't tell you was that they increased the addition of sugars in the foods. So fat out, sugar in. So, yeah, you had low-fat and fat-free foods, but you also had high-sugar foods. And the reason why sugar is so advantageous for manufacturers is because it's addictive. What happens is when you consume sugar, whether it's hidden sugar or you know that you're eating sugar, it doesn't matter, when your body is consuming sugar, it releases a neurotransmitter in your brain, which is a chemical, and the chemical is called dopamine. And dopamine is a happy chemical. It makes you feel good. So the more sugar you eat, the more dopamine you release, the better you feel, and the more you crave that sugar. And then it reaches a point of addiction. So sugar is an addictive substance. In fact, if you look at the MRI scans of the brain of someone who consumes sugar and compare those scans to someone who uses cocaine or heroin, they light up the same areas of the brain, the pleasure-reward pathway in the brain. So, yeah, sugar is addictive, and manufacturers put it in foods because it is addictive, and we like to buy foods with sugar in it because it is addictive, and that's why we have such a problem.
Well, so, you know, of course, these are happy foods that can basically kill you, and we all think that we're eating right. You know, this is a group, Dr. Smith, that it takes good care of themselves. My listeners. Mm-hmm. That's why they have longevity. But it's difficult if you don't know what's going on. So let me ask you this question. We certainly want to lower our blood sugar, but if it is an addiction, are we going to – can we expect to go through some bad times the way we might if we were giving up a drug?
Great question. Let me say something first before I answer that question. The simple math equation that everyone listening should use is this. Whenever you see a product, like you mentioned the yogurt, so you take a Yoplait yogurt, for example, and it has 18 grams of sugar in it. Always divide that number by 4. That will tell you how many teaspoons of sugar are in a serving for that particular product. So, for example, vitamin water, which is very – people think, oh, vitamin water, it's got to be healthy. It's vitamin water.
Yeah.
But vitamin water, some of them have 32 grams of sugar in one bottle. That's 8 teaspoons of sugar. You mentioned the yogurt. Yoplait yogurt has 18 grams of sugar. That's 4.5 teaspoons. Look at those Clif bars, the bars you see in the brown package with the guy hanging off the mountain. They look very healthy.
Right. Well, everybody who's supposed to be healthy eats them.
That's right. 22 grams of sugar in one of those bars. That's 5 teaspoons of sugar in one small bar that's about 1.5 inches long. So when you look at the sugars, it's in everything, and it's hidden. Pasta sauces, salad dressings. Look at Raisin Bran. Raisin Bran has 18 grams of sugar per serving, and most people eat more than one serving at a time. So the sugars are hidden everywhere. And in my new book, Blast the Sugar Out, I'm trying to teach you about how to find these hidden sugars, and I'm trying to teach you how to make these substitutions. So you asked about the addiction and the withdrawal. So people who stop cold turkey consuming sugar, they tend to go through a withdrawal, and they have headaches. They can have a gastrointestinal or stomach upset. They become lethargic. In my program, I don't stop you cold turkey. I wean you off slowly over 5 weeks. And just so your listeners know, I'm not saying that sugar is completely bad for you. Actually, you need some sugar. Sugar is an important carbohydrate. What I'm saying is we're going to try to reduce the bad sugars on my 5-week plan. So because I wean you off slowly, you don't experience those withdrawal symptoms. You don't have those cravings because your body is slowly acclimating to a new form of eating, a new style of eating that does not include so much sugar. In fact, people lose up to 20 pounds in 5 weeks. They drop their blood sugars by 30%. And so many people have posted in our Facebook group. We have a Facebook group called Sugar Blasters. People should join that. So many people have posted that they try to go back and eat some of the old foods or drink some of the old drinks, and they couldn't do it because it was too sweet.
You know, I have a wonderful opportunity to try this on my own. And I'm going to be reporting on that, Dr. Smith. This is Blast the Sugar Out. That's the name of the book. I want to talk about why 5 weeks in a moment, but I want to point something out. I am not overweight. In fact, I'm pretty much on the target, and I also do a lot of exercise. I'm a long-distance walker. And tomorrow I'm doing 34 miles. Now, 34 miles in one day is a lot, yeah.
Wow.
With a group. We have a special group. Mm-hmm. But here's what I have to tell you. That's only 270 calories an hour for regular walking. And I will come back, nobody's going to believe it, with having gained a pound. Why? Because I'm going to eat sugar all day long. But I didn't know it until I read Blast the Sugar Out. I thought I was having my Clif bars, my protein bars. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sure.
And I was wondering, how am I walking and I'm fatter? Well, this is going to change. Yeah, I'm telling you, this is going to change my life. But I want to ask you, 5 weeks. Now, we know that it takes about 28 days to change a habit if we're really conscientious about it. Is there some magic to the 5 weeks? Is that something that you, because you've actually made it an integral part of your Blast the Sugar Out program?
Yeah, well, it's from my experience, you know, I've written other books, as you know, like Shred and Super Shred. From my and I talk and interact with my with the people who read my book, my followers, all the time. So I really learn from them. So before I put out a book, I always actually test it with hundreds of people on our Facebook group. And they try it. They give me feedback. They'll say, this doesn't work, that doesn't work. And I listen to them because I don't know it all. I'm learning like everybody else. But the length of a program is extremely important when you talk about compliance, that is people sticking to it. And what I've learned is that programs that are 8 weeks and 7 weeks and 12 weeks, those are very difficult for a lot of people. But your sweet spot is in between the 4 and 6 week range. People feel like they can stick to the program. It doesn't seem like it's overwhelming to them or burdensome. And so people tend to be successful. So with this particular program, I tested it with thousands of people, and they all said that 5 weeks was, first of all, something they felt that they can do very easily. And number two, the results that they got in 5 weeks were phenomenal. And so I thought that 5 weeks was good, and people were, like I said, people dropped their blood sugars by 30%. Some people cut their medications in half. They came off of medications. There are 86 million pre-diabetics in the country, by the way. Those are people who are on the verge of diabetes.
I wanted to ask you about diabetes in this program.
Yeah, pre-diabetic. People who are pre-diabetic reversed it on the plan in 5 weeks. Yes.
Yeah, and one of the difficulties with being pre-diabetic is you're not always diagnosed. You don't always know that you're pre-diabetic. And if this is something that one can simply do in the course of their life and reverse the potential for diabetes, we have quite a bit of a great future in many ways ahead of us. By the way, folks, we talked about the cost of health care in the first part of this show. If we didn't have any diabetics, the cost of health care would go down tremendously because it's a very, very expensive disease. That
$245 billion.
Yep, but at a cost. So when we come back, what I want to talk to Dr. Smith about is Blast the Sugar Out. Of course, you know now that that is the name of his book. Also, the Facebook. We're going to talk a little bit more about how you can utilize Facebook and any other resources he has. But I also want to talk about what he calls the swaps. When we come back, what can you use instead of these sugar-infested types of foods and still enjoy life? Because, as he says, it's an up, and we can all use an up, and not everybody can get on a treadmill or walk 34 miles, which is also an up. But sometimes we need it from our food. When we come back, we're going to continue with the fountain of truth. In this case, the fountain of truth about sugar. We'll be right back.
Not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move. I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Once again, this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And I'm going to get right to it. Dr. Ian K. Smith is with us. You may know him from his books Shred, Super Shred, The Shred Power Cleanse. He himself not only talks the talk, he walks the walk. He's a very fit individual. Brilliant doctor, graduate of Harvard, Columbia, the University of Chicago's Pritzker School of Medicine. But he has his latest book, and this is the one that can be really and truly life-changing. It's called Blast the Sugar Out. It just came out this April. He gives you a program, a five-week program, that is really meant to get you out of the addiction of sugar. But if you're going to get out of the addiction of sugar, Dr. Smith, you're going to have to eat something. So I know you've been studying the swaps that can cut down on sugar. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So, you know, people have to realize you don't always need to make dramatic changes to get results. I like to say to my followers, small changes yield big differences. And so the accumulation of small little changes can really matter. And so in the back of the book, in the appendix, page 205, I give you all kinds of simple swaps you can make. For example, if you're someone who's consuming too much soda, and soda is really, really not good for you, as we all know, but if you consume too much soda, I'm not saying to right away eliminate the soda. I'm saying cut in half how much soda you consume. If you drink four bottles or four cans of soda a day, cut it down to two cans, and the other two cans, replace it with seltzer water that you can flavor with either fresh fruit juice or some citrus juice. also soda replaced with seltzer water. Instead of having a bottled salad dressing, there's so much sugar, by the way, in these salad dressings. You can find some that are lower in dressing, but use olive oil, balsamic vinaigrette, and herbs, and make your own. It takes 3 minutes to make your own dressing. In the book, actually, there are a couple recipes for that. Instead of white pasta, choose whole wheat or whole grain pasta. I can assure you, if you've never had whole grain or whole wheat pasta, and you had it and put your sauces on it and all your spices that you typically put with pasta, you can't taste the difference. It is really the same. Instead of chips or pretzels, try to have raw veggies or fruit with hummus. Instead of white baked potatoes, eat sweet baked potatoes. Very, very healthy, very good for you, and much better than white potatoes. If you're having cake, which, you, by the way, you're allowed to have cake, you know, sugar, you're going to have some sugar. I'm realistic about that. But instead of having cake frosting, that's right. Instead of having cake frosting, dust it with some powdered sugar. Instead of jams and jellies, use all fruit spreads. So throughout the back of the book, there are all these different types of swaps that you can do, small swaps that can make a big difference over the long term.
Now, I want to talk about diabetes because you did mention it before. I think most people can do the Blast the Sugar Out program on their own. But with diabetes, usually there is obesity and there sometimes are other issues. This program, should it be done in connection with your physician? And if so, for who? Who's really at risk if they just go and run into this on their own?
Well, let's put this in context. There are 29.1 million type 2 diabetics in the country. There are 86 million pre-diabetics in the country. That means a third of the adult population is somehow touched by diabetes. And in fact, as we age, our risk for developing diabetes actually increases. So a lot of people who are aging, they actually have higher risk for type 2 diabetes. This program, Blast the Sugar Out, is for everyone. It's for diabetics, pre-diabetics, non-diabetics, sugar addicts. It really is built so that everyone can customize it to how they need to. But when it comes to diabetics, you have to be very careful because diabetics are not all the same. They have different triggers, different foods. They respond differently to different foods. And so I say to anyone who has a medical condition, even if you have, you know, kidney disease, celiac disease, always take a program into your doctor or healthcare professional and say, hey, listen, I want to try to go on this plan. What do you think about it? And have them, you know, peruse it for a few minutes. And I got to tell you, the feedback I've gotten from other physicians who specialize in these particular areas of medicine have been phenomenal. Many of them have put them in my book in their waiting room to give to their patients. Because here's one of the issues, by the way, and I tell my colleagues this all the time. One of my concerns is that a patient will go into the doctor. The doctor will say, you have type 2 diabetes or you're pre-diabetic. Change how you eat. Eat less sugar and exercise more. Okay, but what does that mean? You know, to the general population, they don't understand what that means to do. People need an action plan, and that's why I wrote the book the way I did. Every day spelled out for you, or your meals, your snacks, their options for you, your exercises are in there. Exercises, by the way, that you don't have to go to a gym to do. You can do them right at home. And so I wrote this book largely because I felt like a lot of people out there who really have been given the mandate to change the way that they eat and move, but they haven't been given the set of instructions. And so Blast the Sugar Out is a very simple, very affordable, regular food, by the way. There's pasta, there's pancakes, there's French toast, there's fish, there's chicken. It's all regular food. And in fact, I built it so that families can do it together. So it's not one of those situations where you have to fix a meal for yourself, but then fix something else for the family, because that becomes very expensive and very time consumptive. But this program is really friendly to everybody. But if you are a diabetic, you should always just check and say, hey, can I try this program? And I am very confident your doctor will say, oh, yeah, definitely try this, because many diabetologists, doctors who are specializing in diabetes, have said this is the program to use.
Now, you know, we only have about a minute left to our show, and I want to thank you. But before you go, please tell us again about the Facebook and if there's any other website that you want to refer us to as a resource.
Sure. We have a great group. We're over 9,000 strong on Facebook. It's called Sugar Blasters. It's a closed group, a very positive group, so you just ask to join, and I'll let you in. And you can ask questions and mingle and interact. And all it's a one-stop place of support and encouragement. So that's one place, Sugar Blasters on Facebook. Our website is shredlife.com, S-H-R-E-D-L-I-F-E.com. And my Twitter is at Dr. Ian Smith, D-R-I-A-N Smith. It's been great talking to you.
Yeah, wonderful. And this, again, is the name of the book is Blast the Sugar Out. And Dr. Smith, let me tell you, this is my joy. To have people like you on, we had Dr. Durrell before, who is a hospitalist, and he's leading 19,000 doctors to give more value and safety to patients in hospitals. You can't get this information anywhere else. The book is fantastic. It's something I'm going to apply and report about because I know it's going to make a difference in my life. And I thank you so much for making a difference in so many people's lives.
If you ever want me to come back on, I'd be very happy to do that.
It would be my pleasure, and we will do that for sure. And for everybody else, look, we have just been talking about life engagement. I'm doing a paper right now on play, the fact that we still as adults need to play. And every week I say one thing to you, and I'm going to say the same thing this time. Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,